Hey, okay, sorry about that. They locked everything in Yeshiva for Pesach, so I'm at a bit of an issue finding somewhere to give shir. And so I'm sort of in a hallway, and hopefully it'll all be fine. So I don't have a blackboard, so we're gonna improvise that again. So apologies for that. Okay, let's do this. Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? That's the that's our question for today, and we're just going to really run with Amitai's statement, really, which is right. He pointed out he has four tests this week, and in addition to the four tests, they're clearly being given right by four professors: the wise professor, the foolish professor, the professor who just doesn't know how to ask test questions. And the multiple choice test professor, right? They're all asking their questions, but you know what that really sort of just brings to mind is like, why are all these people asking questions, right? One of like the main things in the Seder is like the Manishtana, right? You know, there are these four questions and you got to ask them. And they're like these sort of random questions like, oh, Manishtan Lazim, we call Lelos, right? We eat chametz, we eat matzah, we dip stuff. And it's a little bizarre. It's a little bizarre that this, you know, tekes of asking these questions is suddenly such a fundamental and important part of the Seder, right? And it comes across in a bunch of different things. That these are parts of the Haggadah which just don't seem to really jive with what we'd have expected, okay? But definitely, I think the one that sort of sticks out the most, that's like sort of like the one of the centerpieces of the Haggadah, not only for like the little kids, but just in terms of structurally, is like the Manishtana. Right? But it seems pretty bizarre, okay? So we're going to, one of the things that we're just going to try to explain and really integrate into our general question is like, what's going on? Like, why the Manishtana? Right? Why is it so important? Because it's really there. It's really smack dab in the middle. And just to sort of emphasize that, if you look at the Makoros here, where did we put the Tanha Ben Shaul? Second. Ben. Right. Where's the Tanha Ben Shaul Asa'av? I didn't put that part of the Gemara. Okay. I should have put that part of the Gemara on. Then it's not even here. Oh, yeah, here. Okay. Right. So, Psachim Daf Kufta Zayin. Mazgulo Kosheni. V'kan Haben Shaul Asaviv. Right. The first kos is Kiddush. Yeah, you say Kiddush. And, right, your normal Kiddush. We know why we do that. Right. Then, right, Kaddish Urchatz Karpas Yachatz. And then we get to Magid. Right, we pour the first cup, the second cup, sorry, which is the kos of Magid. V'kan haben shoal es aviv. Right, and here the son comes and asks his father. V'mein das haben aviv milamdo. And if the son doesn't ask, then you teach him to ask. Right, manishtana halayla azem yikol halaylos. But if yidaito shel ben aviv milamdo. Okay, and then the Gemara talks about right Tanu Rabbanan. Chacham b'neo sholo, imeno chacham ishto sholo, so imlav hu shol le'atmo, and you have to make sure, and even if you don't have like a kid who's there who's going to ask, then you ask each other, right? For some reason, manishtana is actually a really important part of the Seder, and if there aren't, you know, no kids are going to ask it, so you teach them to ask it, and if you can't teach them to ask it, then you got to get someone else to ask it, and, you know, you ask each other. Right? You, all the people at the Seder sort of turn to each other and they ask each other the Manishtana. Right? Why is the Manishtana so important? Adrab, right? Manishtana is like a cute little thing that you do to get the kids excited. Right? As we know from the Pesach video, that's a fantastic question. That's an amazing question. That's the best question of the whole Seder. The answer is, so the children should ask. Right? So, like, you know, it's Gishmak. It gives good, you know, good theater. But why is that what makes or breaks the Seder? That's like the first piece, V'kan haben shoal es aviv, right? You start Magid, and the way we start Magid has to be the Manishtan. Okay, so we're gonna build off of Amitai's, pointing out that this week is actually the week of big questions, of the four big questions, of, you know, let's say molecular biology also, but also in terms of the Haggadah. Okay. So that's like one of the questions I want you to keep in the back of your head. It's like, why is the Manashtana so important? Okay. So the pasuk says, now we're just zooming back out to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. V'igadta l'vincha b'yom ahu le'mor b'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzisi mimitzrayim. Okay. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? On that day, right? On the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're going to tell your son, right? B'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzisi mimitzrayim. Okay. So the Mishnah in Brachos brings down the famous machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hare ani kimen shivim shana v'lo zachisi sheteomer yitzias mitzrayim balelos ad shadarsha ben zoma shenemar leman tizkras yom tizkam eretz mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha hayamim kol yimei chayecha halelos v'chachamim omrim yimei chayecha olam hazeh kol yimei chayecha lahavi limos ha-mashiach. Okay, so the question is like this. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, right, how, you know, the famous Hare ani kimen shivim shana Zoma, and therefore Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Zechiv both in the day and the night. Okay? Chachamim Om Yimechayecha Olam Hazeh, Kol Yimechayecha, Havi Limos HaMashiach, that even Limos HaMashiach would be Zocher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, we have a pasuk that says for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says there's something special about Leil Seder. On Leil Seder, we don't only do Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't only remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, but there's also a mitzvah of Sipur. Now, the mitzvah that, okay, but every night there's a mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. What makes Leil Seder special? What's different about on Leil Seder and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim than any other day? According to the Chachamim, you could say, well, normally you only have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim during the daytime, right? And here, there's a special mitzvah to do it at night because of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? What's the problem? Why can't we answer that? Because we don't pass like the Chachamim. Now look at the Rambam. Afo pishei mitzvah tzitzis noheges balayla, koronosa balayla, we read vayomer at night, mepnei sheyesh bazichron Yetzias Mitzrayim, umitzvah lahazka Yetzias Mitzrayim, vayomu balayla, Shenemar leman tizkras yom tizkam eretz mitzrayim kol yimechayecha. Kriya shlosh parshos ilu ala seder zeh nikra kriya shema. Okay? So you say kriya shema every night, including the third parsha, for the very simple reason of we want to be mazker Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Because there's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and night. Okay? So the Minchas Chinuch asks the following. He says, wait a second. Hinei l'chor etzorach yinah l'rambam. Demone mitzvah l'saper b'leil tesvav. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to be mazgir Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Tesvav, Leil Seder, right? Leil Seder is fine. Okay, great. That's classic. What's the problem? Says Sefer Achinuch, Minchas Chinuch, sorry. Maimal Yusa, Leil Zeh Mikol Alelos. He says, Manishtana Halayla Hazeh Mikol Alelos, right? Ha mitzvah l'hazgir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom b'chol layla. Right? Ayin brachos daf yibet. Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos af tilchor chachamim pligi, right? A rov poskim v'haram b'mechlalam pasku ki ben zoma di mitzvah la'askir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'yomu b'leila shenemar l'man tizkras yom tizkum eretz Mitzrayim kol yimechayecha, right? So here's his question, right? He says, I don't get it. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, is always a mitzvah, right? The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim and talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim on the Leil HaSeder. What's the problem? Okay, but you're chayv to do that anyway. Right? There's no difference now and then. Either way, you're chayv to do b'mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim because there's a mitzvah to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and according to Ben Zoma, Ben Azariah, who's quoting Ben Zoma, who we paskin like, you have to do it during the day and the night, either way. Right? It doesn't matter. There's no difference between the two. So why suddenly are we going to say, oh, you know, there's a special mitzvah to be mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder, if anyways you're chayav to do it. Right? It's a pretty good question. And if you pass like the Chacham, you could say, oh, normally you only have to do it a day. This is a night that you have to do it. But we don't pass like the Chacham. Right? So you're chayav to be mazgir at Yitzias Mitzrayim anyway. Okay. So what does it say for the Minchas Chinuch? Offer as an answer. Oh, it's actually over to that. So he says, Efshar Lomar, the Tamid Dai Behirur. Normally, it's good enough to just think about it. Right? You can just think about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Dichtiv, Tizkor, Ayin B'Megillah, V'kan, Dichtiv, V'higata, Tzarech Hagada B'Peh. Right? That's his first answer. What's his problem? But Ze'eno. Right? He says, I don't think that's correct. She'eno Yotzei Dechova B'Hirhor. But you wait a second, you're not Yotzei B'Hirhor the rest of the year. This is the key idea. What's Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim all about? According to the Minchas Chinuch here. How do you just all right.
Like sharing it with other people, like talking it out.
Right, exactly. Right, you're supposed to talk it out. The difference is normally, right? It's something you do in, let's say, internally. You say it to yourself. Or you think you're masker, you say it. And here you have to tell other people. What's sort of like an added, why is that? What's the point? What's the value added? Why is it that way? Yeah, Gabe.
The Sipur is about has, some sort of connection to being with, talk to other people. Whereas if you didn't have other people, that wouldn't really apply.
Okay, right. Just like what? I build on that a little bit.
So I guess if we differentiate between Sipur and Sphira, Sphira is only, you can just fulfill that in Kriyat Shema, and then there would be no point in the Seder if, you were just by yourself because you already fulfilled Sphira in Kriyat Shema. Whereas if you have other people, then you have this extra mitzvah of Sipur to talk to them about it.
Right, okay, and what do you accomplish? So first of all, one of the huge points is if you don't have other people there, then that's it. It's the same. The Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is the same as your regular mitzvah of Zechira, which is applicable on every other night, right? What he does, what's interesting is that he doesn't say, there's mitzvah A and mitzvah B, right? Normally you're chayv in Zechira, here you're chayv in Sipur, right? And you can't do Sipur. The way he formulates it is, v'kan ha-mitzvah l'saper libno, avalim im inomo acher ha-mitzvah l'hazkir ba'atmo shavu l'shar lelos. Right? Then the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzayim is just l'hazkir la'atmo, which is the same as every other night. Right, what does he basically say? What's the relationship between Zechira and Sipur? How do you describe their relationship? Yeah, Ari?
I guess Sipur is Zechira plus. That's just happening once a year. And then if you don't have a situation where you can implement Sipur, then it's just you're just chayav in Zechira still.
Exactly, very good. Right, Sipur is essentially a Zechira plus. Right, how do we do a table? Let's do a table, like tables. Right, this is the Machaschina. Right, so the difference is Sipur. Lasaper lahagid lachirim, right? And it's zechira plus, right? What's the mitzvah? And it's the yachas b'nehem. Okay. Now, actually, I should add in another row. 1 second. Sorry. And insert column row below. Okay. Now, what's the purpose? Why would telling it to other people be zechira plus? Think about it, a little bit like Shir.
Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah, why, right? We said that the difference, according to the Minchas Chinuch, between Sipur versus Zechira is that you're supposed to tell other people. And the relationship is that Zechira, that Sipur is Zechira plus, right? It's a expansion of Zechira. Fundamentally, it's the same concept, and we're doing it in a bigger way, right? Why? What's the point of being Mesaper L'Acherim? How does it accomplish that? They're saying basically that by teaching it to other people, by telling it to other people, there's a Zechira plus, right? You're enhancing Zechira. So I would argue, I think this makes a lot of sense, that fundamentally, you're supposed to remember it. You're supposed to experience, right, be remembering Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole point of the Seder is for you to remember it, right, and to really appreciate it. What's one of the best ways to really remember something and think about it, right, and, you know, and really understand it? Give shir on it, right? Teach to other people. When you teach something to other people, you've really expanded your understanding and the level in which you need to know it, right? It's one thing to know something. It's another thing to say something verbally, right? And it's a whole other thing to have to teach that to other people. Right? When you have to teach it to other people, you have to know it a lot better. You have to understand it a lot deeper. And you really think about it and process it in a different way, right? So I think the idea is your zechira, right? Or Misha Malamed, Mitamida Yoser Mikulam, right? But you learn better when you are teaching, right? When you teach, you learn better. Okay. Now, this idea then, right, basically makes our potentially, let's say, Manishtana. So could be, right? Oh. When you, the more you ask questions, right, the more there's a give and take, the more, you know, you have a purpose the more you accomplish this idea of remembering, better, right? Pedagogically, when people ask questions, right, it makes a certain, greater level of interaction and ability to, you know, reframe it in a way which is more relevant. And therefore, there's an advantage of asking questions, right? What's the little bit of it? Why doesn't it perfectly answer? Right? Because on one hand, oh, the asking questions is great. On the other hand, it's a pedagogical technique, right? The Manishtana is a tool for the Sipur. But the idea of the Kan HaBen Shoal HaSa'av, the idea that it's like a real central part of the whole Haggadah seems a little bit surprising stuff. It so partially answers it, but not entirely. On the other hand, Reb Chaim offers a different explanation of the difference between Sipur and Zechira. Okay, and this is actually going to be very I think this is very surprising, a little bit difficult. It says Reb Chaim. Hinei b'chol laila yesh mitzvah shel zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. V'imkein mani tosaf b'leil Pesach. Okay, same question as the Minchas Chinuch. B'mitzvah sipur yitzias Mitzrayim she'in b'zechira shel kol hashana. Right, what's the manishtana halayla hazeh and you call it zechiras. V'nir lomar she'yish gimel chilukim bein mitzvah shel zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim le'mitzvah shel sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. Three differences. Okay, wow, that's a lot, right? Aleph, l'kayim mitzvah zechira, in tzarech elo lahazkir la'atzmo yitzias Mitzrayim, ava b'sipur yitzias Mitzrayim, ha-mitzvah hi l'saper la'achirim derech shela u'tshuva. Okay, so one is shela u'tshuva, is the graph. Okay, that's one. It has to be question and answer. Two. Oh, sorry. Ksiv. Ki yishal chabincha. Yamarta ilav. Right? Your son will ask, and then you will answer him. Ksiv vihigad lebincha, and you will tell your son. Ubahagada haben shoel manishtana. Oh, and in the Haggadah, the ben is shoel manishtana. Va'av meishiv avadim hayinu. And the father needs to answer avadim hayinu. Va'alacha hisha afilu im echad vada tzarech lishol la'atzmo. And if you're alone, this is great. Right? The Rambam says, if you're sitting all alone, right? What do you have to do? You have to be shoel yourself. Okay? Now what's flabbergasting? So if it's a pedagogical technique, so it's all very nice, but that's not what can be a fundamental, that's not what makes Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim special. Right? According to Minchas Chinuch, I understand the whole word of the questions and answers. You have the question and answers in order to, right, heighten your pedagogical approach of, oh, there's a question, there's an answer, it helps you with the idea of being malamed. But it's a tool, it's not the ikar, right? According to the graph, the question and answer is actually part and parcel of what makes Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim different than Zechira. So one that answers why Manashah is a key part of the Haggadah, right? But on the other hand, why, right? It takes away our explanation of why it was important in the first place. So we know why it's super central, but we don't understand why it should be, right? That's number one. So firstly, he's saying, oh, it's got to be Sheila V'tshuva, otherwise you're out of luck. Number two, Sipur Tzarech L'Saper Kol Ha'Shtal Shalos. In Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you need to go through the entire process of the Geula. Okay? You have to go through the entire process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tzarech L'Hatchil B'Gnos U'L'Sayim B'Shevach. You have to start from the Gnos, from us being, let's say, Avodei Avodah Zarah or Avadim, and only then get to the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. U'L'Kayim Mitzvah Zechira, Tzagi B'Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim L'Chod. For Zechira, you just need to remember that God took us out of Mitzrayim. For Sipur, you need to start from the Gnos, you need to start from all the bad stuff, and then you can build up from it. Right? And number three, that's Lahatchil B'Gnos. Shalshalos ad ha sha'agula. Okay? And three is Mitzvah L'Saper Tameh HaMitzvah Shel Oso Halayla. Okay, now as a brisker, this is something that, you know, practically should make giving you like heart palpitations, right? You should be like in agony. Like, what does that mean? What we're talking about Tamei HaMitzvos, right? You know, we try to avoid talking about Tamei HaMitzvos. I guess, like, you know, if you're a brisker who's read what hath risk wrought, then you would be bad Tamei HaMitzvos. But right? What do you mean? You need to talk about Tamei HaMitzvos. Kemosha Kasava Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Shloshet Dvarim Ilu, VePesach Lo Yatsa Yedei Chovasa, VEilu Hein, Pesach Matzah Umar, Pesach HaShoma, Matzah Shoma, Mar HaShoma. Right? In order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you need to mention the Tamei HaMitzvos of Pesach Matzah and Mar. Right? It's important for the Saper Tamei HaMitzvos. Right. In general, we don't talk about Tamei HaMitzvos at all practically, right? Or if we do, it's, you know, because we're interested, not because it's the central, right, obligation. On Leil Seder, you're chayiv to talk about the Tamei HaMitzvos, okay? You have to tell the story, right? Derech Tamei HaMitzvos. You have to incorporate the mitzvos of the Leila into the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. All right, and then he quotes, we're going to skip this now, but this is the, and then he goes through and he shows all of these are explicit in the Rambam. Okay? Now, what's very, very interesting, very puzzling, I'd say. Super puzzling. Biggest question so now, right? We've explained that there are these three differences between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Zechira, you're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and here it needs to be Sheila V'tshuva, needs to be Matzchil B'Gnos, and go through the entire process until the Geula, and you need to use and explain the Tamei HaMitzvos Halayla as part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is this so befuddling? What's like really... It's like a classic classic problem. Why do we read Megillas Esther on Purim? Right? Because it's Megillas Esther. It's Purim. It's the story of Purim. Why do we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos? Right? So I can get, there are 97 and a half answers. Right? When you have multiple answers, right, usually, well, none of them are very good. In this case, that's not the problem, but it's a parallel problem, which is, we have three answers. There are three things that define Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as opposed to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the problem? Makesher, right? What do these three things have to do with each other? I think about it. Sheila v'tshuva, Matro b'gnosim Mitzrayim b'shevach, and the Tamei Mitzvos. You need to have the Tamei Mitzvos in order to be Yotze Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Any one of these alone, and I might not have been so bothered, right? That's okay, maybe it's because of this, or maybe because of that. But what's the common denominator between Shailus Uchuvos, being Matro Bignosu Messiah B'Shevach, and going through the entire process of the Gula, and that the Tameh HaMitzvos need to be incorporated? Particularly that one is the most, I think, jarring, right? But Rabbi Gamliel says, "Kol mishelo omer shloshes varim elu bePesach lo yatzi dechol vaso veElohim Pesach matzamar." Right, and then you have to explain the time and mitzvahs. Right, it's very jarring that these three, right, are really what define Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the relationship between them? And number two is, well, what does that say about the difference between Sipur and Zechira? Right, for the Minchas Chinuch, it was very straightforward. You wanted to modify and expand upon your Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, on your Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? On Leil Seder, it's got to be a more deep, meaningful, you know, pack a bigger punch, leave a bigger impact, so that we have a force multiplier, which is you have to teach it. If you have to teach it, then it's going to hit you deeper, right? It's going to be more meaningful to you. Great. According to Reb Chaim, and he really, the next paragraph in Reb Chaim, goes through the Rambam halacha halacha and proves that these are the, you know, defining features of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then what's the point, right? What do they do? What do they accomplish? And then why, right? Okay, so it's very very puzzling. One added just opinion, just it's like a nice thing, is that the Rav says there's like a fourth element that chovas zechira in a matila adam chiv amira shavach vahoda. And you can be medayik the same thing out of the Sefer Mitzvos, that what's different between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechira is after that Sipur is supposed to bring you to Hallel, right? Says the Rambam, "V'amitzvah kufin zayin shetzivanu l'saper b'yitzias mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asar kifi sachos lashon ha'misaper, to the best of your ability. V'chol ma sheyosef b'mamar v'yarach b'dvarim b'hagdalas ma she'asa lanu u'ma she'asu imanu ha'mitzrayim ma'av v'chamas v'eich lakach Hashem nikmaso mehem b'hodo slo yis'ala." And also being mishabachim on that, that's also right, that's part of the mitzvah. Okay, so the Rav Dafka says, what makes it special? That normally you're supposed to just remember what happened in the past, but for Sipur, it's supposed to bring you to be Mishabeach Lehodos Ulahala. Right? What's that? If that was the only thing, how would that work with the Rambam's general Shita? Because if you remember from the last couple of Shirim, what's like the Rambam's general Shita in terms of Leil Seder? Yeah.
The whole thing of Tzarech L'Hairos Esatzon Kido Achshav Yotzei Mitzrayim, that whole thing.
Exactly, right? Why does that fit perfectly here? Why does that create this difference between Hallel, right, and Zechira, by Sipur and Zechira?
Because give me a second.
You've got it. I just want you to say it more explicitly.
I don't know, because if you have to see yourself as though you actually left from Egypt, you know, you have like all the different, I don't know, all the trappings of the Seder that are supposed to bring you to that point.
Right. And then, right, what happens? You're reliving it. Right? According to the Rambam, you're not just remembering it. On the Seder, you're really reliving it. And then what do you do when you're living Yetzias Mitzrayim? You have to burst out into Shira V'Tishbach HaShem, right? According to the Rambam, because if you're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the difference between Zechira is you're remembering something in the past. When you're talking about Sipur, you're living it, and then, right, you've got to, you're living it. So you have to then be Meshabeach and Behodos, and you got to feel that tremendous, you know, that tremendous appreciation to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Which is beautiful. It works really nicely with Rambam's whole approach to Lel Seder, right? That you're reliving Yitzias Mitzrayim. So then it's got to come with this tremendous, you know, feeling of appreciation that is mechayiv you to actually say halal, which is why we say halal at night, right? We say halal during the Seder, as according to you say the Rambam and the Rav, and it's because, right? Wow, you say the Haggadah, and you should just be overwhelmed with, you know, Hakara Satov and feelings of jubilation and appreciation towards what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, and you're living it, says the Rambam. So you, of course, you have to burst out in Shira, okay? So that happens to be very, very beautiful, right? But that just adds on, right? That's a nice fourth element, which we can then explain. But in terms of the core, right, those three elements that the Grach points out, that you have to do a Shela V'Tshuva, it has to be done from the whole, from the very beginning of the story, from the Gnos, not till the Gnos Mitzrayim B'Shavach, and that it needs also to be with the Tamei Mitzvos, right? Does that fit into the Rambam's, you know, reliving theme? I don't think so, right? It doesn't seem like it's, oh, you know, you're reliving it, so therefore you got to mention the Tamei Mitzvos, you got to explain the, right? You got to do it in questions and answers, right? So we're still at a loss, even though we added on a really beautiful idea. Okay, so now I think we're going to go to the, like, another interesting question of like sort of, which is sort of a nafkamina, and then I think Willie can maybe answer it. Okay. The Meiri brings down the following discussion, and it reminds us of an important problem. Has Kurtz Yitzias Mitzrayim, Belele Psachim, Bahagada, Yesh Mishemaz here Sholo Levarech Aleha, Lefanea, Va'afopi, Sheyesh Bracha Lachareha, in the end of Berachas Krishma, there you say Gaal Yisrael, and that's going to be work on your bracha for the Haggadah. The Miri points out, says, why don't we make a bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's a really good kasha. It's a mitzvah. We do it. Why don't we make a bracha? At the end of the Haggadah, we make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha before? So the Meiri says, maybe because in Brechas Kriyashma, there's a bracha of Emes Ve'emuna, right? And Ve'emuna Chazos V'kayam, right? Which ends Gal Yisrael. Maybe that also, as part of Brechas Kriyashma, also works as Berchas Haggadah. Right. What's bizarre about that? What's that clearly put in? What category does that really obviously fit into? Right. The Meiri here says that Berachas Kriya Shema are going to do the trick for, I shouldn't do that. I should just copy. Then I should do, hold on 1 second. Oh, oops. And then just paste it, right? Can I paste it? And then I'll just paste it over here. Sorry. Apologies. Yeah. Okay, right? He's saying that you're using Berchas Kriya Shema of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to pater you from the bracha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Clearly that means that he thinks that it's fundamentally part of an expansion of Mitzvah Zechira, right? Otherwise, right, how can you just say, oh, well, you made Berchas and Kriya Shema, so obviously you're pater here. Okay? What's the other side, though? The other side, he says, oh, yeah, there are people who really say you need to make a bracha. Okay. Rabbeinu Yerucham says something, let's say, similar, I think. In Mevarchen al Kriyas HaAgada, K'mon B'Megillah, Afal Pi Shegia HaMitzvah, Shehaya Mitzvah, Shenemar Laman Tizkor V'Gomer, V'Chatzor Rabbeinu Peretz, Fisha Kfar Amar B'Kiddush Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. Right? Because in Kiddush, in the beginning, right, you start the Seder, you say Kaddish, so you say Kiddush, and there you said, Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim, Kel Osan Ukidash, Rabbi Kala, Amin. Great. You said Kiddush, so you said Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. Where does he fit? Do you guys think? Right. Also, I would say, Kiddush is Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. So clearly, right, he's assuming that that Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim is good enough. Zechira and Sipur are fundamentally the same. Right? As long as you have Zechira and Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, that's good enough. That's one is going to be poter the other. So you, the Mi'iri said, oh, the bracha on Kriya Shema. The Rabbi Yerucham says, oh, Kiddush, because it says Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. Okay. The Shibole HaLeket quotes his brother, Rav Binyamin Neru, Kasav Achi Rabbeinu Binyamin, Harikan Arba Brachos Keneged Arba Psokim, Aksuvim Mitzvos Hagada, Umitzvos Hagada Hi Mitzvah Saseh Vehete V'Haisa Tu'una Bracha, Ela Sheniftar B'Kriya Shema. First he quotes the Kriya Shema option. V'harei Kriya Shema Tu'una Bracha L'Fanei V'Acharei, Mitochi Pasa, Ramzol Arba Brachos Vein Tu'una Azkara Mach. Oh, that's option number one. Maybe it's connected to Kriya Shema. Or, Yishlom, Ramasha Omrim Basof, Asher G'alanu, Hi Berchas Hagada. The bracha is at the end. Share Yishba Azkaras Maso Maru Pesach Uzman Abayis Hayom Makdim Omerim Vigyanu Lalayla Zed Lachol Pesach Maso Omerim Rei Yishba Tshuva L'chol HaSheilos Halkein Poschen Ba Bebarach U'mochos Bebarach L'vishi Matvei Aruch V'lama Kavua Basof HaGadah. Why do we make the bracha at the end of the Haggadah? L'fisha Rotzin Lidrosh Kama Drashos Be'inyan HaGadah V'imhayim Mevarach Tchila Shergalanu Lohaya Chozer L'mafreya V'dorish al hashibud. If you made a bracha in the beginning, what you would have to have done is you have to go straight through the story. Right? And what do we want to do? We want to analyze it. So in order to analyze it, not just go straight through the story as one process like a ma'aseh mitzvah, we need to process the story, we need to analyze it, and therefore we put the bracha at the end, okay? In order so that we can analyze, part of the Haggadah is also the analysis, and there and that has to happen, right, sort of separate, and not only as like a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's like, oh, we're going to make the bracha, we're going to do the Haggadah, and then you say the Haggadah, we want to analyze the Haggadah. So we make the bracha at the end, okay? Now, there's something interesting going on, right? We make the bracha at the end. Sipur is definitely something unique. He's also emphasizing the point about it needs to be matcha b'gnosu m'sayim b'shevach, and therefore the Haggadah, the bracha needs to be at the end in order for us to analyze stuff. Okay, so I'd sort of put him in the category of the grach, but I don't really know what to make, right? You don't know what to make of him yet. Okay. So maybe for Reb Chaim, you can answer that asher ga'alanu. And this is the Shibole HaLeket. Asher ga'alanu at the end is the bracha. Okay. The Maharal. Oh, do I want to go through this whole Maharal? The Maharal says that it's because the Ikar Kiyum is Balev. he actually says a lot like what we were saying about for the grid and the Rambam's general approach to the Lel Seder is that what's the real kiyum of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Laharos, right? Ki ilu hu ata yotzei mi-Mitzrayim. Right? The point is to feel the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not the saying it. It's all about laharos atzmo ki ilu yotzei mi-ata mi-Mitzrayim. In which case, what's the kiyum? The kiyum is balev. And the Maral says that you don't say a bracha on something that's a kiyum balev. It's very kedai to read it. And he says, when are you yotzei? Even if you say the whole Agada, if you don't feel kilu hu yotzei atami mitzrayim, you weren't yotzei. Right? So it's dependent on your feeling. And if that's true, then you're not actually going to make a bracha. Okay? And the Sfas Emes actually also gives a fascinating answer. It says, Masha in mevarchin bracha al mitzvos al sipur yetzias mitzrayim, yishlom shdavar hamuto alinu ba'atzminu. He says, it's a mitzvah sechlas. Right? You would have had to say Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim by yourself, logically, right? Gamim lo hayinu mitzuvim al zos. V'lo shayach az habracha. He says you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's self-explanatory, that you would have had to do even if God never told you to. Right? Because it says, Asher kedishanu mitzotav v'tzivanu, to do X, Y, and Z. Right? But even if he had been kedishanu mitzotav v'tzivanu, we would have had to do X, Y, and Z. You'd have had to been misaper v'tzias mitzrayim either way. Right? So that just happens to be like a beautiful, beautiful answer. But for Reb Chaim, we're still puzzled. So I think we need to right. We need to figure out what's going on with Reb Chaim. Okay. So. So like this, right? Let's look at the Rambam. Right, we talked about the peculiarity of Manishtana, right? Why is the Manishtana so central, right? So look at the Rambam. It's a mitzvah say min haTorah l'saper b'nisim v'niflal shenasu l'avosinu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asar b'nisan shenemar zachar yom hayom hazeh asher yatzasa mi-Mitzrayim kimo shenemar zachar yom haShabbos. Right? And if you're alone, you need to ask yourself the manishtan. Okay? And you need to be matcha b'gnosum m'sayim b'shepach. Kitzad matcha m'sapar b'tchila hayu avosin right b'mei terach. Okay. Now this reminds us of something very important, right? What does the Rambam say is the matzil bignos of Messiah b'shabach? It's not the avdus. It's a mitchila of the avodah zara, right? You have to start with. It's critical, even if you're all alone, to start with manishtana shoa laatma manishtana alay lazem yikala lelos. And the answer needs to be matchil bignos, right? Of mitchila of the avodah zara. We used to be of the avodah zara, right? And then God was mekariv us to His service. And hivdilanu min atoim, and he taught us about Yichud Hashem, right, and the truth of God being one and monotheism, right, v'chule, and he made us his avadim and made us avdei Hashem and gave us right our religion, right? What's okay? But why is that so central to Sifu Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? And finally, right, V'hu Shidur Shiyidrosh Mirame Ovira V'yachim Kol Parsha, right? And anyone who's Mosif and Marech B'drasha Parsha Zu Hareza Meshubach, and then Kosher Lo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Elu B'lel Chamisha Asar Lo Yatzei Dechovaso, and then right, you have to explain the Tamei HaMitzvos. And Dvarim HaElu, that's what's Nikra Haggadah, right? And then, right, Bechol Dor B'dor, Chayiv Adam L'Haro says, Atmo Ki'ilu B'atmo Yatza Atam Yishibud Mitzrayim. Okay? Right? What we've been emphasizing the last two Shirim about, right, you're Chayiv to, you're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to see yourself as right now leaving Mitzrayim. That is a result, that's like, that comes after this idea of Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's almost like a Totsah of it. Okay? So what's going on? What's Pshah in this Reb Chaim? And I think that when you step back, it actually makes, it suddenly makes a lot of sense, I think. Right? What happens? Replace Matzul Begnos Mitzrayim B'Shevach of the Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim, of us being Avadim, with us being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Why is that so important? Right? Why is that like the key to Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? It has to be questions and answers. And it has to involve Tamei HaMitzvos. Okay? What are we doing? So, it's not just about Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. Right? What we're doing fundamentally, when you think about it, why in Kiddush, why, you know, are all the Chagim all Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim come up as like a substratum of like everything in Judaism? And the answer is, right, when did we become Avadim Hashem? When did we, as a nation, right, develop this relationship with God? When did we become, right, an Am of Hashem? When He took us out of Mitzrayim, right? Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Originally we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and now God took us to be His Avadim, right? To be, Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And all that is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And once a year, what do? We reevaluate, we reprocess our relationship to God. We rebuild the foundation of our commitment to Judaism, right? Now, you're supposed to, if you're reprocessing your relationship to God, if you're reprocessing and recompiling your avodas, your avdas l'Hashem, right? Your mitchila ovdei avodah zarah ba'achshav kirvanu amakom la'avodaso. What do you need to do? How does that process look? Right? So the answer is very simple, very straightforward. First, you need to actually ask, right? You need to ask. You need to say, wait a second, right? Manishtana halayla zemi kol leilos. What are we doing here? Right? What makes this night special? But also, what does the chacham ask? Right? Ma avodah zos lachem. What does the Rasha ask? Right? No, what does the Chacham ask? Right? Ma edus vachukim ha-mishpat ma'asher tzivanu Hashem eschem. Right? What does the Rasha ask? Ma avodah zos lachem. Right? Also, why do we respond so harshly to the Rasha? And the answer is because if you take yourself out of Leil Seder, then you're taking yourself out of, right, your relationship to God. Because what we're doing is we're asking, and you're supposed to ask, right? Generally, do we want to know the Tamei HaMitzvos? Not necessarily. I mean, we do, but it's not important to ask, like, why are we doing this? When's the one time you're supposed to ask yourself, oh, well, why are we doing this? Right? On Leil Seder, you're supposed to say, why are we doing this? Normally, the answer is, because, why do you do a mitzvah? That's a very good answer. The answer, the one great answer. Ari, what's the great answer? The answer.
God told us to.
Exactly, right? Because God said so, right? The one time you're not supposed, that's not the answer. The question is not, is exactly, right? Manishtana la'azami kaleos. Why are we doing this? And the answer is not because God said so, because now we're trying to figure out, which is, right? Why did God tell us so? And why do we do it? And what's our relationship with God? And what's it all based on, right? And Leil Seder, It has to be Shaila V'tshuva, because you're supposed to be reprocessing your relationship to God. You're supposed to be saying, wait a second, right? Take a step back. Why am I doing this? I'm doing this because Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, V'Achshav Kirvanu HaMakom La'Avodaso, and we were Avadim in Mitzrayim, and God took us out, right? And now, right? And now, right now, I'm eating matzah because it's, right, reminds us of the Chibchi Pazon Yatsu Mitzrayim, and the Lechem Oni, and the Mar, because of Miruas Chayinu, and the Karban Pesach, because of Karban Pesach, which we will discuss hopefully next Sunday. Right? Not next Sunday, because you guys have Yom Tov Sheni Shochot Zaretz. Okay, we'll have to, maybe Wednesday, it's Wednesday. Or we'll have to do Sunday Sheni Shochot Zaretz, which will maybe be Monday. We'll have to figure that out. We'll figure that out. We'll on the WhatsApp. Right? But what's the point? Why do we talk about Tamei Mitzvah suddenly? Because we're literally reprocessing our relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then, what's amazing is that, why are we B'nei Chorin? What's the Hare Anu Avaneinu Meshubadam Ayinu L'Parim Mitzrayim? How do all the Mefarshim explain it? Even if we had gone out of Mitzrayim, right, we wouldn't be monotheists, we wouldn't be Avdei Hashem, we wouldn't be Am Yisrael, right? We'd be a people who either are or are not slaves in Egypt, but right, there wouldn't be the concept of Am Yisrael as Am Hashem, right? If God hadn't taken us out of Mitzrayim. Right now, we're Jews, right, and we're Am Hashem as a product of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, right, 3,000 years ago, 3,300, you know, whatever, right? So when we talk about, so therefore, says the Rambam, after you go through Sipra Yitzias Mitzrayim and you reprocessed your relationship to God as based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lefikach, says the Rambam, right, Chayiv Adam, Leros is Atmo, Ki'ilu Hu Yotzei Atam Yishivud Mitzrayim, right? Because if not, right, the Yitziyah Mishivud Mitzrayim is actually a direct result of us having left Mitzrayim back then. Right now, I left Mitzrayim today. Because my relationship to God is being built right now on the basis of Yitziyah Mitzrayim. Right? Every Pesach, you sit back and you think, oh, okay, right, why am I a Eved Hashem? Right? What's my relationship with God based on? Right? He took us out of Mitzrayim, right? He taught us, right? Kirvanu le'yichudo. All of that, right? Matzo b'ginos, Mitzrayim b'shevach, you have to ask that question. Even if you're sitting all alone, it's not a pedagogical device like the Minchas Chinuch things. Right? By the way, why is this it's also very geshmak? Because the Rosh and the Sefer HaChinuch and the Minchas Chinuch were all, in the previous year, were on the side of we're doing zechira. We're remembering what was, and we're appreciating its chashivas. According to the Rambam, right, it's something that's happening right now. So we're both reliving it, and we're reliving it because right now it is creating the basis of our relationship to God. So you need to ask the question. It needs to be Shaila V'tshuva. You need to be asking, wait a second, right? What am I doing? What are we doing, and why are we here? You need to go through the entire process. It's not just good enough to remember, oh, God took us out of Mitzrayim and that we owe him one, right? You need to go through the whole process because we're reprocessing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We're going through that same process of, right, being Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah until we're now we're Ovdei Hashem, right now. And then the Tamei HaMitzvos is exactly that idea that ultimately we're Ovdei Hashem, right, and that we have this connection with him, and the basis of these mitzvos, and why we're doing them, and what they reflect, and also that we're doing it. And then, what's beautiful is, the answer of the Shibboleth Leket, that the bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is at the end, is actually very, 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 very compelling. Right? Of course the bracha is at the end. Because until you get to the end, right, you haven't done it. What's the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? It's the build up towards, right? The recommitment towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's reprocessing our relationship to God and getting to, right? A renewed commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when does that come into effect? When does that exist? That's at the end. Right? That's the real kiyum, is to reprocess our, and rebuild our relationship to God. But it's only, the kiyum is when you finish compiling. So when is the bracha? At the end. Right? Asher Ga'alanu. And then, what do you do when that happens? Then you have to see yourself as leaving Mitzrayim, right? You've just experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim yourself, actually practically, right, in a spiritual sense. And, says the Rambam, and the great loves to emphasize, therefore you have to say Hallel, right? Because you're experiencing Geula, and you're experiencing Chirut right now. Right? So the three seemingly totally disconnected shittos of the Grach are actually really very deeply combined, right? Zechira is about remembering. You touch base and you remember, oh yeah, right? But it's a fact, right? Zechira is a fact. Sipur is a totally different thing. In fact, Zechira might be a build-off off of Sipur. According to the Rambam, Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim might really be an expansion, sort of all year round echo of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Sipur is definitely Omer Bifnei Atzmo, and the reason is you're reprocessing, recompiling your relationship to Hashem and Chiyuv Mitzvos. Okay, and therefore, Asher Galon was going to be at the end, the bracha is at the end, and the questions and answers, the manishtana, are so critical. Even if you're alone, you have, right, kan haben shol sa'av, and if you're alone, you ask yourself, because the whole point is you have to ask the question, and you have to get to the right answer, and that answer needs to include tamei mitzvos. Right? It needs to include saying, yeah, this is why we do these mitzvos. There's, right, it all traces back to our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Questions, objections? Okay, so we're going to figure out the next year.